In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many human beings do not find valid reasons to live. Their life is like a long night without dawn. Others, not believing in God, live like blind people who do not want to see the wonders of God, and their life only has value in enjoying it, making the most of the delights of the world and the pleasures of life. Others live as if God does not exist, even if they say they believe in Him, and their life is sterile because they only think of themselves. They are like deserts without water, producing nothing but thorns. But life is too beautiful to be spent without joy and without love. Of course, in this world, there is no such thing as perfect and lasting happiness, which we will only enjoy in heaven. However, as far as possible, one can be happy and live with joy, despite the enormous difficulties of daily life. Even when the most tragic moments of the death of loved ones or incurable diseases come, if we have faith, we can give meaning to an apparently useless life, and we can raise our heads toward that God of love, who encourages us to continue living and to fight for the salvation of others. Our life does not end with death. There is a bright and happy beyond, where God, the loving Father, awaits us with infinite love. Forgetting God or rejecting Him is like living without the sun every day. It is living without a future perspective, and thus life has no meaning. The meaning of life is in God, who loves us, although at times He is hidden and silent. Therefore, let us live with our eyes set beyond the horizon, beyond death, beyond the things of this world. Let us live with our eyes fixed on God. Only in this way is it worth living truly and forever. There are many men who claim to be atheists and reject the existence of God, as if it were a weakness, or as if believing in God was something only for children or ignorant people. There are even those who rebel against their destiny because they believe that life is a meaningless absurdity. Let's hear about some of them. Albert Camus, who lived from 1913 to 1960, was French, a Nobel Prize winner for literature in 1957, and he was an atheist. Some attribute his disbelief to a wound that never healed. When he was about 15 or 16 years old and living in Algiers, he was walking one day with a friend along the seashore and encountered a stir of people. On the ground lay the corpse of an Arab boy, crushed by a bus. His mother screamed and his father sobbed silently. Camus, after a few moments, pointed to the corpse, looked up at the sky, and said to his friend, "Look, the sky does not respond." From then on, a wave of rebellion rose up in him against all belief in God, which seemed false and ridiculous to him. Friedrich Nietzsche, who lived from 1850 to 1900, thought that believing in God was only for the weak. According to him, Christianity is the religion of compassion, and when you have compassion, you lose strength. Compassion, according to him, thwarts the law of development and natural selection. For him, there is nothing more unhealthy in our rotten humanity than Christian compassion. And he screams, "God is dead, long live the superhuman." He wanted to be a superhuman, but he was in very poor health with frequent depression, headaches, stomach aches, and rheumatism. At the age of 39, he lost his alertness and died 11 years later, in 1900, without having regained his reason. In his opinion, God is an idea invented to give hope to the weak, who must die to make way for the strong, who are the ones who will advance civilization, giving rise to superhumans, according to the theory of natural selection. This theory also influenced Hitler, who wanted to impose the superiority of the Aryan race, as if the others were inferior and not worthy of living, especially the Jews and Gypsies, whom he tried to exterminate. And it is that when we reject God, we reject other men. By not loving God, we do not love others, and we become cruel and inhumane. Certainly, if God does not exist, life is not worth living. because if everything ends with death, what is the use of living a few more years or a few less years? In that case, the only possible meaning that we could give to life would be to enjoy ourselves and have fun. Today, this is a very widespread opinion in our world, since many people either do not believe in God or live as if God does not exist. There is no shortage of those who say that God is a God too far away, that he does not intervene in our life, and that he has brought us into existence through a joke in bad taste because he has left us abandoned to our fate, as if God were a capricious being who likes to play with the lives of men to amuse himself at their expense. There are those who say that life is only worth living as long as you can enjoy life. Otherwise, the only worthy way out is by taking your own life. This is how Franz Kafka, Sigmund Freud, and Jean-Paul Sartre thought. This mentality is very widespread in our modern world, as there are many who believe that if you cannot enjoy the pleasures of life, it is better to die. They are the supporters of euthanasia. For them, the meaning of life is in pleasure. Hence, they have no qualms about denying the right to live to children who are going to be born with physical or mental limitations, or killing those who are in a coma or terminally ill. In truth, life for those who do not believe in God is absurd, difficult to accept. But what if God exists, as so many millions of human beings of all time have believed? Or how have so many atheists who have been converted believed? Is God just a useful idea for the poor, sick, and ignorant? There is a centuries-old Jewish legend that says that the prophet Jeremiah and his son succeeded one day in creating a man through a happy combination of words. Let us not forget that, as St. John the Apostle says at the beginning of the Gospel, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Everything was done for him, and without him, nothing was made of all that exists." John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The created man had written on his forehead the letters with which the secret of his creation had been deciphered: God is the truth. But the being created by Jeremiah tore some words from his forehead, and then the inscription said, "God is dead." Horrified, the prophet and his son asked him why the created being had done it. And that new created man answered, "If you can make man, God has died. My life is the death of God. If man has all power, God has none." In this old Jewish legend created in the Christian Middle Ages, the anguish of modern man stands out. Man has technological power over the world. Now they have cracked the codes of the human genome. Does this mean that they are going to make man immortal? Or do you want to create a new superhuman? It seems that those who have science and power over the world want to tell us, God does not exist. Man is God. God is dead because it was an idea for the ignorant, who did not know how to explain the laws of the world. Now there is only the superhuman, who is the new God. Nietzsche already said that, but he died mad, and God keeps living. Bertolt Brecht said, "Let's leave heaven for the birds." But he died on earth without hope of heaven. And you? Do you believe that God exists and awaits you in his heaven? Many still remember what Yuri Gagarin said when he returned from the first spaceflight in human history. "I have not seen God anywhere." But even before Gagarin went up into space, it was known that God cannot be touched with the hands or seen through telescopes, that he does not dwell on the moon or on Saturn or in outer space. God is invisible, but he dwells in the hearts of men, and his presence can be felt. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.